God knows our brokenness, and God knows our hearts. He knows our desire to live as his people day by day. So he frees us from the guilt of our sin by assuring us of his forgiveness. In God's name and by his command, I proclaim to you the forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congregation may be seated. And at this time, our readers are going to come forward, and we are going to read through part one of the Athanasian Creed. The Athanasian Creed, just as a note for the background of the Athanasian Creed, was not written by Athanasius. It was written by a group of people that wrote the creed in honor of Athanasius' teaching during a time in which great conflict happened in the church in the 4th century. And that's how the Athanasian Creed came into being. Athanasius himself was taken away from his city 5 times and had to live out in the desert all by himself. He lived a very troubled life. And this is the creed that's in honor of him. As an expression of our faith, we confess the words of the Athanasian Creed, the longest and most recent of the 3 ecumenical creeds of the church. Because of its length, we will be dividing the creed into 2 sections and will be assisted by readers in speaking it. We share together. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the universal faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally.
And the universal faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and in Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. But the Godhead, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, this Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not 3 eternals, but 1 eternal. Just as there are not 3 uncreated or 3 infinites, but 1 uncreated and 1 infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son is almighty, the Holy Spirit is almighty, and yet there are not 3 almighties, but 1 almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there are not 3 gods, but 1 God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord, and yet there are not 3 lords, but 1 Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the universal church to say that there are 3 gods or lords.
The Father is not made or created nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not 3 fathers, one Son, not 3 sons, one Holy Spirit, not 3 Holy Spirits.
And it is in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole 3 persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity, the unity in Trinity is to be worshipped.
Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. And at this time, the choir has a special song for Holy Trinity Sunday, Holy and Mighty.